Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. You can be great and still not make no money. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
My name is Terrell Humphrey, and I'm a Marine Corps veteran, CEO of Fick Advertising Agency, and then I'm an author. So back in 2020, when I was serving in the Marine Corps, I was learning more about myself. I was learning more about everything that I wanted to do. But I didn't know. Oh, wait. Wait. I apologize.
No, I think the PowerPoint just wanted to move forward on its own.
Well, at least I got to see a peek of the other slides. Okay, so my name is Terrell Humphrey, and I was in the Marine Corps. And when I was serving, I didn't know what I wanted to do, why I was doing it, and I didn't have a purpose. I was trying to find myself, and when I was trying to discover myself, I learned that social media is a powerful tool. Back in 2020, back in 2020, when COVID was going on, how many of you all remember COVID? So everybody. Everybody. So back in 2020, when the world...
It's going on its own?
Yeah, it's going on its own.
Okay. Just tell me when you want to move other than
that. Okay. So back in 2020, when COVID was going on, there was a distance and the world was coming to an end. We wasn't able to have in-person communication like we're doing now. It went to hybrid and in-person. But when I was in the Marine Corps, the military didn't know what to do about COVID. So they sent us home. They sent us away from everybody. We got to be 6 feet from one another. But being 6 feet from one another is not the problem. It's the human interaction that we want to have with one another. But what I've learned back in 2020 when I started making videos was that I was able to connect with other people, just not in person, but more online. That's where the hybrid came back in 2020. It was so powerful because even though COVID separated all of us, it made us closer because of social media, because of online, because of Zoom. How many of you all use Zoom? Was it before 2020? That's the whole point of the COVID. COVID was horrible, but it also had some great things behind it. So I started making videos not knowing what I wanted to talk about, what I wanted to do, and or if I would be standing here today. But when I started cooking. I was not the best. That was my mama job. That was my mama gift. But that wasn't my purpose. And then when I learned more about social media, I learned I was learning how to communicate better, show up better, and present myself to others that I've never met before. You can go to the next one. So after 893 videos that I've made, that I've posted, that I've produced it, I've made no money, absolutely no money. But what I did learn was that I was able to build a skill. I was able to communicate not only to myself, but to others around that I'm around. Even though I didn't make a lot of money, I've learned the skill. Recording and making videos is difficult. If you never picked up a phone or picked up a camera and made videos, it's difficult. It's difficult. But after 893 videos, I was able to have this practice and understand that I can't make money just making videos. I have to learn how to advertise on social media. Let me go to the next one. Meet Tyler. Tyler he's a real estate investor. And I know you're not supposed to put a lot of words on the slides because you're reading it, but what I do want you to pay attention to is what he said. Getting closer to the worthiness of monetization. So I looked up the word worthiness. It's the quality of being great. You can be great and still not make no money. I had 893 videos and made no money, but that's because I didn't know how to advertise myself. I didn't know how to advertise on social media to grow and connect with an ideal target audience. I didn't know that, but I learned how to build confidence. But having confidence not gonna help you get money unless you know how to use the tool. Social media, Facebook is a tool that we can use in order to make money from it. So Tyler, he was like, I want to start making money. I have a podcast. I'm doing great. I'm having all these guests. I'm not able to monetize from them. Well, you're not able to monetize from them because you're not advertising correctly. Let me go to the next one. My target audience, entrepreneurs that are interested in getting into content creation. And like I mentioned earlier, 2020 separated us, but it also made us closer. How can we connect with our ideal audience, ideal target, if we're not using online, if we're not using online and in person? That's the hybrid of, that's the good thing that came from COVID. You can be in person and you can be online and still make an impact. And then you go to this one. And then the prices. So trial package is only $300. And then you can read the slide, but yes, I don't know if you can see that, but yes, yeah, all of that comes with that, and I can explain further. No, you can go to the next one. Anybody have a phone? Okay. If you all would like, you can scan this QR code, and everything that I do, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, or X, TikTok, YouTube, it's all on this QR code, and you can go follow and follow me along the journey. You can go to the next one. And then,
before we go any further, this will be started in the Q&A portion.
Okay.
So we'll hand it back over, or I guess I'll ask since I'm talking. Terrell, what can the community do for you?
So if you all know anyone that's looking to get into, if you know an entrepreneur that's looking to get into content creation, but they have no idea where to start, no idea where to begin, please keep me in mind and you can refer them to me. Okay.
Connected with the Florida Podcasters Association locally.
Is that the one you would?
Chris
Comistos. I have not, but I will.
Yeah. It'll help you keep your pulse on that, keep your hand on the pulse.
Okay, we definitely do.
Yeah, great job. I think all of us need it at some level. So who is your market? If we all need it, or most of us need it, who is your niche?
So specifically content creators. So I use the word content creators because there's a disconnect. Entrepreneurs are interested in getting into content creating. Okay.
Keep going.
Such as like YouTube creating videos to build an audience, build a brand, and have more awareness, but you already have the business, you just don't have a presence on social media.
All right, and then I'm gonna ask for you to even niche even more. You don't have to do it now.
Okay.
But there are a lot of content creators, different ages, different industries, different focus, different styles. And there's also a lot of you. Mm-hmm. So maybe focus on a niche or niches of content creators that you can own, as opposed to trying to do it for all. And they might not see your value if they have other choices of people that are offering to help them for their specific type of need.
Okay, thank you.
Are you doing things for them, or are you teaching them how to do it for themselves?
So we have multiple different packages. We can do it for them, they can do it for themselves. It just all depends on what works best for you. If you are motivated and can do it by yourself, by all means, we have the package for you. But if you're not as motivated and need guidance along the way, we can help you and guide you along the way.
If you could pull up the slide that talks about the packages, we read that, we don't know. You really need to describe what each of those packages, what you get for it.
Yes.
To clearly, so that when you niche down and you're talking with people and you know immediately when they walk up to you, this is the package that's going to benefit you most.
Will do. Thank you for that. So the trial package, you get five videos, five polished produced videos, and you marketing plan. So when we first come encounter with one another, we have to learn your plan, learn your goals, and learn the purpose of you even want to advertise. Do you want to build awareness? Do you want to build more customers? Do you want to have more leads? And so on and so forth. So it's a plan around your specific goals, your specific outcome. And then with that comes with the social media management. How many of you all know how to manage social media? We do that for you. We take that weight off of you. And then analytics, many social media platforms have a lot of data. We can give you the data in simplest terms.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But
you're fine.
I guess in terms of like videos, like for like let's say the trial package, what's the length of videos for the five I'm getting for the $300? Is it like, you know, as little as a minute or maybe like an hour long for five, like, you know, 5 hour long videos? What does that look like to you for the trial package?
So it'd be an hour long because we're able to break down an hour into multiple different videos. So rather than 1 hour is a long time, but what if you have 10 clips from this? That's more than just the trial package. You have more additional content for that.
So kind of go back to what Shane said earlier. I think, and again, this is, you know, work in progress, like telling the audience and telling your audience like who you're specifically looking for in terms of like, again, content creation is different for everybody, different industries. If you're doing food, that could take all day. And that could be, you know, maybe the hour might not get, you know, what they need to get done. But for somebody who's doing like maybe a coaching session or something like that, they're like a mentor or something, that might be good for them. So I guess like try just kind of like reading what Shane said, trying to find that niche of like who you're trying to really focus on. So you don't waste your time and you also provide the best material you can to those clients.
Well, do one. I appreciate
one more clarification here. So is the hour going to be spent creating 5 individual videos, or is it going to be 5 hours worth of videos? 5 1-hour videos, or 1 hour to do 5 videos?
So it would be 1 hour to do 5 videos with 5 different topics, or 5 different ways to show your authority for your industry or for your business.
Okay. That makes better sense.
What is, I guess, turnaround time for that? So if I work with you, we work for the hour, obviously editing is a huge thing. How fast can I get my hands on those finished videos? And then follow-up question, once that's done, I guess, are you uploading these for me to my channel, or am I having to do that myself? You know, I'm a very busy person. I also don't know really how social media works. So will you be able to take over and manage my social media for me for those videos during that time?
Yes. To answer your second question first, yes. And then to answer your first question, which was?
Turnaround time.
Thank you. Within a week. So we'll edit, we'll produce it, we'll cut it up, and then you will be able to see and approve and see if you like it. If you don't like it, then we can go back and edit it. So that way we can be in constant communication for that week duration, so you're getting daily updates. Like, hey, we're working on this video, and we're updating and editing, and now this is the finished one. So we will be in constant communication with you, so you're not in the unknown.
Question. So when it comes to the videos and social media management, are you going to go as far as detail as if that person doesn't say, for instance, I'm just starting out and I got all this stuff in my head, ideas, are you going to do a lot of the back work as far as like background setting up, coming up, helping them come up with storylines, kind of guiding them in what to say and how to say it, all that type of stuff? So the real fine details, because a lot of people don't know about podcasts. Getting straight to the point, the verbiage and all the words to hit that target. So are you going to really guide them in those videos, give them a guideline?
Yes, to answer your question, yes. Mm-hmm. I just thought about it because I'm in Action Zone as well, and I'm using Dr. Russisms. Yes, so we can turn that unknown to known. It, a lot of entrepreneurs have a lot of ideas, a lot of thoughts, a lot of things just in their head. That's fine, but we have a template that you can follow. We have a blueprint that will work, that will help you be more comfortable on camera, have something to say, and have the right thing to mention.
Okay. So, knowing that you help like with script and stuff like that, to be honest, I think your trial package price is very low for you. That's a lot of work. I used to work for a local studio, we did commercials and stuff like that. You could bump that up.
For okay.
Sure.
So how much?
I can't really give you a specific price. It's been a while, so the industry's always changing, but everything's also going up.
Right.
You're doing a lot of work. And are you the only person on the team right now?
Yes, for now.
So that's a lot of work because it's not just an hour of filming. It's all week of editing, script writing, uploading. So you can bump that up for sure. I don't know specific pricing. You'll have to do some market research on that, but don't sell yourself short, because that's a lot of work. And that's a lot of work that a lot of, especially mom and pops, are willing to pay because they don't have the time or they don't have the knowledge or the skills to do so. So don't downplay that trial package, you know?
Okay. I appreciate it.
What comes in a more expensive package?
The growth package, what do they get?
So in the growth package, you get basically everything from the trial package, but it's more videos, more production, and more advertising. And then in the premium package, you get staff training. So if you have staff and a team, we train them as well on what's your brand, what's your message, and then keep it, bring consistency. Yo, hands up first.
When you said advertising, do you mean like MailChimp or do you automate your advertising, or I'm not asking you to disclose your secrets or anything, but what specifically, what metric are you using to gauge advertising?
Absolutely, that is a great question. So Facebook advertising, so we're able to if you have a website or a particular place that you have been growing your following or growing your email list, that would be the ideal place. But if you don't, we can see what website and email marketing works best for you. I know one of y'all hands was up first. Okay.
I just have a quick question. Do you have a business we can look up, like a sample business, or is it like a confidentiality thing where you can't disclose who you've worked with in the past, that we can possibly go and look at their advertising now and just see kind of like how it's working out for them? And just like the proof is in the pudding, right? So we can like see the efficiency of your business.
Yeah, we can ask a success story. So yeah. Share with us where they were when you started with them and what the end result was.
Right. Great question. So right here, Tyler, yes, I went over the wordings of monetization, but when me and Tyler started working together, y'all can't see my hand. Okay, right here. So when he had zero website purchases, zero costs, and then spent $21. When we started working together, it was like, okay, what is your goal? I want to get more leads. I want to get more customers. I want to actually have a business and start monetizing from this. Okay, no problem. So since you have... when you pay for advertising, everybody can see it, but it's a specific people that's looking at it. So he has 900 impressions, which means 999 people has looked at the post, but only 20 people has clicked it, which means that they're interested. But when they click it, how can we continue to go on and follow up with the process, with the email marketing, with the automation, with the follow-up process, to where it goes from clicks to website purchases, to meta purchases, and so on and so forth. So this was just one of them, but it went from zero website purchases to 20 clicks. 20 clicks might seem like a lot, but they have nothing to begin with, but you're growing. How's it get?
I have a question, you consult as well? On how to grow your business?
Well, on social media, yes.
On social media?
Yes.
Do you have also flyers too? Because I would like to put your information on my site, because it's a prison reentry site, and a lot of prisoners, ex-prisoners, when they come out, you know, they can't find a position right away, you know, and a lot of them are interested in just basically starting their own business. So I would definitely like to put your information on.
That sounds great.
That's a niche.
Great point. To answer your question, we will talk more about that. Thank you, Valerie.
And I had a question as far as, again, doing the social media management piece of it, you were able to consult. But to me, that seems like different services that you can provide that should be separated, right? To say, hey, for this, I'm going to do this and that, you know, to David.
Yeah.
To David's point, is where you're doing a lot of work. I know someone charged almost like $500 just to just to manage, just to go in and post some things from a theme perspective or someone's Instagram or whatever. But consulting to help them, those who, you know, who say, for instance, I'm a little tech savvy, but, you know, I just need to know how to do it and then leave them. So it seems like that could be like a subscription type service or some type of consulting. It seems to me that those are different buckets of opportunities for you.
I agree. Okay. You can charge $300 just for a 90-minute consultation versus one-hour video cutting up to five.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Kind of just piggyback on both of them. You could do the 90-minute consulting session for like $300, and you got to, you know, think about it. You're going to provide them like almost like a layout, a plan, but what's stopping them from seeing that plan, like, all right, well, I don't need you anymore. I've got that, the gist of that, so I'm going to go do it on my own. You know, you don't want to waste your time with that. But I would also say for your package that you have, what is like, and you don't have to say it right now. I was going to think about it to reiterate later. What is the timeline for each? Because you're talking about analytics. That's not happening in a week. It's going to take a little more time to figure out where the analytics go from there. Your SEO, all that stuff. So I would say make sure you put that into account too, because then again, someone's paying you $300, you're doing all that stuff, and then now you're watching their analytics for a month, 2 months, so that's time that you're not getting paid, and you're still working for them. So put that into account too, that, you know, hey, for the trial package or whatever, I'm going to watch we'll do the videos, the five videos, I'll manage your social media for like a month, and then I'll watch your analytics for 2-3 months. So you can bump that price up because now you're working and you're doing more than $300 worth of work.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind. Like, don't sell yourself short. Marketing is definitely needed, especially social media, and, you know, it's a lot of work.
Okay. I'm glad I'm recording you. Just me.
So it sounds, I walked in a little late, so I'm sorry, but it
you're
sounds
fine.
Like you're just starting out. I actually just got this priced out with your services that you offer. I just got it priced out like 2 weeks ago, because I was planning on starting something. So definitely, I think your prices are too low, even for a starting out price. And then something that they are doing, and, you know, I don't want to give you too much of their information, right, that seems unfair, but something that they are doing is they basically make you commit to the first 6 months. So they tell you the price. In my case, right, I was looking for something for a whole year, so they make you put down the whole thing for the first 6 months. So that way you commit as well, right? So that way they know you're serious about what you're doing. And something else that does for you, right, as a business owner, is what David was mentioning, which is it allows you to actually keep track of something for 6 months. So you don't have this need to just be like, okay, like, now I have to charge you again. Are you going to pay me again? You know, like, or am I just doing this work for free now? So it kind of removes that. So I would say, since you are just starting out, maybe something smaller, right? Maybe don't get them to commit for 6 months, but do try to get them to commit for like a month at least. Of like, it's going to take this long for us to see results, so I need you to at least pay me for this first one. And then we can see. And people that are serious will really look at that and really go, okay, like, this guy is serious. And I don't think like a lot of people look at it as like, this guy's trying to take advantage of me. It's more like, if you explain it the right way, hey, like, it's gonna take me this long to track to make sure that this is, you know, gonna work for you. So I don't wanna waste your time or mine. So, you know, that's a good perspective to go at it too, I think.
Thank you.
What she says is very true, and you've experienced it yourself, that social media is all about continuity and consistency and just chopping the wood every day before you start seeing results. To have an agreement where, let's do this for 2 months or 3 months is my minimum start time, because even after 30 days, they might not see the results that they were hoping for, and then they're going to judge you on that. But if you sell them on the 2 or 3 month package at least, then you're like, we got you down here for 2 months and three months. I promise you'll start seeing the results. It just takes a while. You don't want them to jump ship just because they haven't seen the proof yet. And so I totally agree with that. And they always say, the experts say, that to grow on social media, it is X amount of times. Not only 900 sometimes you learn something new, but they've seen you enough times where they trust you. So same thing with your clients.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Pricing is hard, and especially starting out. So what I would suggest is try to think about how much you're worth per hour. You know, and if that's hard to do, just look at how much you've been paid, the highest amount of money you've been paid, break it down to like a 8 hour per day or whatever, and then come up with that number. And then apply that to the work you're doing. So if it's going to take you 8 to 9 hours to do that work, you then apply that, your worth per hour, to those hours, and then you can come up with a ballpark figure. Right now, it's exciting. It's you're learning. You want to help. You want to grow. You want to get all these things together. So it's cool. But at a point, you're going to start feeling resentful when you think, I'm doing all this work and I'm not getting paid. Yeah. And you know, so by knowing what your worth is per hour, you can say, okay, this is what I would get paid at the highest level. And then if you want to discount it down for the market, you can discount it down. But at least you won't be resentful and saying, you know, I'm doing all this work, I'm not getting anything out of it. So hopefully that'll be a good starting point for you to use to set your pricing in. You can compare that to what everybody else out there is doing, and then play the market accordingly.
Okay.
I was just gonna give a quick case study. My photographer totally always undercharges. And it's not because he's a friend of mine from way back in the day. I have to tell him, no, thank you for that quote, but I'm going to double that, right? Because I can and I want to make sure. And he just doesn't give himself, because think about all the editing time. It's not the hour, and you know this, it's not the hour of recording. It's all that work behind the scenes that they don't see, but you know your worth. So, yeah.
Okay.
This is just a suggestion. One of the things that I found that works for me, getting people to think that they're getting a deal when it's maybe not as much of a deal as perhaps they think. Not that particularly advantage, it's just when people see something like $10,000, they can go, ah! So like to kind of cut that edge off a little, you can say you can start with the trial package and it works towards the other package. That way you're kind of like piggybacking your services, and you go, the trial package includes 3 months, but if you like what we're doing and you see the progress you want and you hit your goal or whatever, your number, then maybe you can sit down with them and like have a one-on-one meeting where you can really pitch hard the next package up and go, look, this is how much you've already put into this service, this is just how much more is left. And look at how much you've earned, and you show them the numbers, you know what I mean? And then people, like, they eat that candy. They go, oh, yeah, I can do that. That's 2 more months. I can do this, you know?
Okay. I appreciate it.
So within your packaging and your content creating, are you doing flyers? Because you said branding. Are you doing flyers? Are you doing logos? Are you creating the post? When you create the post, mm-hmm. is something you're going to do the artwork? The reason I'm asking because with my social media, I have to do, I'll send them a design, they do all the artwork and stuff like that, down to the font. I mean, I'm really like detail. So, I mean, I think that's important to, if you're going to do the flyer for them, to even put that in, or okay. just to maybe put that as an option.